LoveDanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. The scripture this week is prayer week number 20, Corinthians 14, 14 through 15. This is King James Version. It says, For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Now, first thing, this is a scripture about praying in tongues. And I know it was a big, you know, fight out there. Does everybody pray in tongues? Is the pastor away? Well, if I hadn't experienced it without seeking it, maybe I would have been along with those who don't believe it's still about, or believe only certain people have it, or believe that only should be done in, you know, a certain area. But most people don't understand is that there's two areas. There is the, you know, praying in tongues where there's an interpretation, and praying in tongues in a known language, and there's an interpretation for people to hear. But there's also a personal prayer language. And yes, I do agree that many times that personal prayer language needs to be home and alone in a prayer closet. Jesus, you know, pray things in a prayer closet. But if there was no such thing as a personal prayer language, just praying in tongues, then first of all, Paul would have been arrogant, because he said he thanked God that he prayed in tongues more than they all. And two, 1 Corinthians talking about, why would he be explaining something that not everybody, you know, that not everybody should have? And of course, you know, not everybody's an apostle, and not everybody's a prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. But everybody does have access to, you know, to pray in tongues. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, so this is not a known language, it's not me praying in German, I'm praying in Hindu, or, you know, or whatever, you know, language, all the known languages out there. But my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful, which means I don't know what I'm praying. I don't understand it. And that's why a lot of people don't do it, because they won't understand everything they do. They won't do anything for God unless they understand it. And that's just not the way things work. The Bible says with wisdom, and wisdom is to obey God. In fact, the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. And with that, get understanding. But usually you don't get understanding until you say yes and amen to the Lord and start following through, and it gives you understanding. My spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with understanding. So we can pray both. We can pray in our known language and pray what we, our thoughts, pray our feelings. And but there's also times we need to pray in tongues, because we don't know, you know, all the times that we're thinking. I mean, that's why there's counseling out there. That's why some people go to counseling. One of the counselor's job is to find out what the real problem is, because there's so much other junk evolved along it. And so when a person begins talking, they finally come to, no, that's not the real problem. The real problem is this. And when you pray in, you know, pray in tongues, that's what usually happens, is you begin sorting out what the real issue is, what you really need, what you're really, you know, hurting about, what you're really laboring about. So I'll pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray with understanding. So it's fine to pray with understanding, but many times we lean to our own understanding when we're praying about something. You know, sometimes I may begin praying for somebody, and I just, it's just not clicking. It's just not connecting. I'm just not feeling it. You know, I don't know how to, you know, quite fully had to explain it, but I start praying in tongues, and all of a sudden I, you know, maybe they were having an issue that I didn't understand, and I didn't need to understand or even know. And so I began praying for somebody in tongues, and the Lord's able to answer that prayer without revealing, because God is a God, you know, who love covers up the multitude of sins. So many times God doesn't care to, he wants me to pray, but doesn't care for me to know what's going on with somebody, or even, And even not praying for over myself. Bible says, you know, go ahead and get the interpretation. Sometimes when I'm praying in tongues, I do understand at the end. But while I'm doing it, it's unfruitful in my mind. My flesh is going, this is stupid. You're just talking gibberish. You know, you need to shut up, you know. And maybe one day I will give the, you know, testimony of when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. You're born again, and you're born with the Holy Spirit. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is about, you know, power on high. It's about being gifted for the ministry, and we're all called to the ministry in some way or form. But it says, I'll pray with understanding also, and I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. And so, you know, we talk about people singing in spirit, and you might say they're singing under the anointing, and yeah, I agree. But this particular scripture here is talking about singing in an unknown tongue, not singing in a language you don't know, but it's a known language to other people, which does happen as well. Let's, you know, and I've sung in tongues. I've sung in spirit. I've heard many people, and there's a lot of power in it. So we can sing with joy. We can sing in tongues, and I'll sing with understanding as well. And of course, this is not talking about if you have a voice to sing, you know, like many of us have probably heard, you know, everybody is called to sing, not everybody's called to record. So God doesn't have ears, you know, in the way we do. In fact, our praise is not made perfect anyway until it enters his ears. It doesn't come out of our heart perfect anyway. It goes into his ears perfect because he's made us perfect through Jesus Christ. So go ahead and sing both with tongues and sing in your known language. Just sing to the Lord and make merry in your heart. God bless.